poop and pee, 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 poop and pee.
Hello, everybody.
Best intro in all of podcasting.
And I love that it just happened so organically. Like, it just became a thing.
Yeah. It's your boys.
Oh.
That's my Jay-Z.
Okay, don't do that.
It's your Andrew Dice Jay-Z.
Andrew Nice Clay. Oh! Women are oppressed in the workplace. Oh!
I like it.
What's up, fellas?
Love it.
And shout out to our army of single white guys that we're going to get you to kill for us and destroy our enemies. And we appreciate you.
Mm-hmm, that's the plan. So start limbering up.
Indeed. Indeed. Oil those calves, baby.
Are we going to start a Patreon first, or we're just going to do it like rogue style?
No, rogue style.
Okay.
It's this week's Fantasy Boys. Your hosts, Ryan DiPerna, Bill Squire, Brian Kenny. Brian, just back from the Pittsburgh, the festival, right? John Dick Winter's Festival?
Yep, I did Burning Bridges Fest last night. I had three shows last night, and two of them went okay. The other one went great.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's good. Yeah.
Two went okay and one great. That's good.
Yeah. Who else was from Cleveland there? Somebody that I know, right?
Dwayne Duke was supposed to be. I didn't see him at all.
Oh, really?
Nobody else from Cleveland that I saw there. I saw Alex Price from Indiana.
Oh, he's a good dude.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
Great dude. I saw John Dick Winters and met a bunch of Pittsburgh comics.
I like John Dick Winters.
Oh, he's great.
He's mm-hmm. very funny.
Yeah,
I've done a couple of their shows before, and they're always very fun. You pick them out. They have a good thing going there.
I think I lost the crowd because I went up first on my first show and I did like the hook joke. Mm-hmm. That went great. And then I did the 101 Dalmatians joke and that just like at the end people were like,
That's such a good joke though.
Yeah, why? Why?
That gets too dark for some people.
Yeah.
And then after that, like I couldn't dig myself out of it. I tried bearskin condoms and people were just like,
Was it like a bar or like a...
Yeah, it was like a back room of a bar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. Shout out to Pittsburgh, our Pittsburgh listeners. I don't think we have very many, but there's some, I'm pretty sure. Fuck the Steelers, though.
Yeah.
Bill and I went to our friend of the show, Cody Cooper's bachelor party last night.
And that was all day.
Yeah.
Like, we started...
Really?
Like, I went playing and played football.
Yeah, I didn't make it.
Yeah, you missed it. I wish you would have been there, because, like, I was all-time... Well, I was, like, quarterback for our team the whole time,
mm-hmm.
and... I threw some very, very impressive interceptions.
I told
just when the game was on the line.
Flag football?
Yeah, I played flag football.
I told Cody on Thursday, I was like, I'm going to play football on Saturday. I'll be all-time quarterback, baby. I got that new ball, and I stayed up real late on Friday night watching World War III start with Brassfield and Wilson. Shout out to Teach These Devils, that crew.
Are we recording? Because that buzz is not in the headphones.
Yeah, we're recording.
He's figured it out. Yeah.
I guess.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, this World War III thing, huh?
Yeah.
Right, I want to talk about more of my quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, important things, guys. Because I did make some good throws, too. Like, I was impressed with a few of my throws.
All right.
Like, one or two, and it was probably more the receivers catching it. But we should definitely get, like, a Fantasy Boys game together.
I'd love to. Yeah, I got that fucking football. It's in my truck now, because I was on my way.
Should we do Fantasy Boys versus Teach These Devils?
Oh, we should. Yeah,
We should challenge other podcasts to football games.
Hell yeah.
Because then and then we'll work our way up to Tomahawk. Like, we'll build up a reputation.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good. We're coming for you, smoked. Andrew Hawkins and fucking Joe Thomas.
With the Mighty Ducks and their fucking
the
Hawks.
Yeah.
And the Team Iceland.
The sweet, oh yeah, Iceland. Somebody recently looked like the Icelandic... Oh, it's fucking... You said that. Ben McAdoo?
Oh, yeah. He made that switch in hairstyle.
Yeah. He got fired solely because of his fucking stupid haircut. Because he looked like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, he looked like fucking Matt Dillon.
Organization, I'd say this man's decision-making ability is questionable.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, yeah. But yeah, as you were saying about, oh, we should just finish this up. Yeah, so we played football. This was all day. Then we went to fucking, what, Winking Lizard?
Winking Lizard, had a little bit drank of there. Food, had some drinks there. That was about 2 o'clock, and then it just never stopped.
No, like, we went to the Schwitz.
Oh, which, you know, we're not supposed to talk about too much. But we can talk about it right here. I don't want to talk about it on the radio, though. They like have they asked me not to.
They asked you not to talk about it?
Like, I was like, the first time I went, I'm like, I shouldn't talk about this. Like, we were talking about my job and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, but don't talk about this on the air. And they're like, very good.
But yeah.
I'm
like, why? Because it's like a secret society thing.
They just want to keep it on the low. Okay. It's just that kind of thing.
Well, I would imagine, yeah, I don't want to say it on there, but there are, like, things that they let you do inside that, like...
Gotcha.
So I would imagine that would fucking...
probably.
But nothing even crazy.
No, it's not. But yeah, it was a fucking...
It was
a big hang. We, like, got super wasted, fucking sweat in a fucking... Got,
I mean,
got
you real naked.
Oh, like 18. 20?
Yeah, 18, 20. 18 of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the comics?
Logan and
Josh.
And Morrow, yeah.
And a bunch of other dudes that Cody's friends with that we know, from being around. But, we immediately got in there, fucking got naked, and then fucking ate a steak.
Steak's so good.
It was so good. Best steak
ever had.
Yeah, and then we went to Lito's Lounge. Shout out Lito's Lounge.
Which I was, listen, what?
Fun.
Tell me what you think it would be when you go in.
Have you ever been there?
I've been there.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you know what to expect. But, like, I was expecting about what it was, but I knew that it was, like, being built up as something very different. It just...
What do you mean?
It's not as grimy, but, like...
Yeah.
I mean...
You could definitely get away with some stuff in there.
Like, their A-Squad is, like, a different strip club's, like, Tuesday morning squad. Like, their Saturday night A-Squad.
Well, the girls were really hot last night.
Yeah, they were very hot, yeah.
Yeah, they were of a particular...
they're all black.
Yeah.
But they're hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
That one was definitely not all black when I was there.
There was one, like, server that was white, and that was...
Yeah.
There was one white girl.
Maybe. We had to get patted down before we could enter the club. I was like, oh. But it was fun. It's fun, and, like, it was, like, relatively cheap for a strip club, and...
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. Yeah. I had a good time there, and then Cody got on stage, and they danced with him, and then he took his shirt off, and swinging on the pole and stuff. So, you know, it was like, the perfect... Cody bachelor party. Then we went to Corky's to have, like, a nightcap, and it was packed there. Like, I was, by the time we were there,
I couldn't,
like,
stand
12:30. I was just ready to get the hell out of there. So, like, Cody was still going hard. I just went and picked up my car from his house, and him and Becky were in bed, just, like, sleeping it off still.
Yeah,
I got shit to do. I got boyfriends to visit. I got a show tonight.
Cavs game. I'm a little nervous. I gotta say, I'm a little nervous about the fucking Cavs.
About the Pacers?
Yeah.
I'm not nervous about the Pacers. I'm not nervous about anybody in the East.
Philly is...
I'm not nervous about Philly even.
Ooh, I don't know, man.
Why are you not nervous about Philly? Just play devil's advocate. You really think...
You're right. They are the best team in the East.
We have LeBron James.
Yeah. That's
true. But, like, he went into playoff LeBron mode against fucking Philly the last game on opening day, and they still lost. I don't know, man. It's just bad.
The regular season's a horrible indicator of the playoffs.
You're right.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right. I don't know.
I mean, you saw it last night with Golden State. Like, they took off the last 20 games, but last night they destroyed the Spurs.
Uh-huh.
Steph Curry's not playing.
He's not even playing the first round, and they're going to walk right through the Spurs.
Yeah.
That's going to be 2 years in a row that the Spurs are swept by Golden State.
But, like, to be fair, both times they didn't have Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. Like, it was the game one. Zsa Zsa Pachulia, the fucking 30 fucking Eastern European piece of shit.
That dude is a piece of shit.
Yeah, he fucking purposely went after
Kawhi. Yeah. That's what he does. But he's been out, too. So it's been JaVale McGee, who is, like, the dumbest.
Oh, the stupidest person
in the NBA.
I love him, too, but he's so dumb.
Shaq the Fool kills me.
Yeah. He just has the best plays. But then he also, like, has some really incredible plays, too.
Yeah, no, he's a solid player. Like, finally. Like,
he does not have much of a sense of humor about how Shaq picks up.
No, not at all.
That makes it even better.
It's actually he said something really funny. I got to look it up now. But, like, seriously getting upset about JaVale.
I can't stop telling people about Charles Haley.
Oh, yeah.
It's so great. It's so great. By the way, do either of you need an iPad? I'm selling an iPad.
How much?
It's a like 700 because it's like the iPad Pro, like the big one. So that's still like, a deal.
I have one over there that I never use. Yeah. Shaq, get out of one though. Get my nuts out of your mouth. And
this is JaVale.
Fucking Shaq. This is his Twitter response. Shaq, get your nuts out of my mouth. And y'all, I'm done responding.
Get your nuts out of my mouth?
Yeah, yeah.
Not get my nuts out of your mouth?
Get, oh yeah, sorry. Get my nuts out of my mouth. Yeah, that's a very different. Whoops. Get your nuts out of my mouth, man. Last thing, think about this. H3 woke up and I was first thing on his mind and I made that video. That ain't weird at all. Oh, fuck. Where's the other shit? I know it gets, like, fucking really personal. Oh, threatening people now? Kick rocks, you old bastard. You ain't done shit. And that's on my mama. Stick to cooning. It's like, oh, man. We're going to see how tough you are when I see your ass. That's Shaq. Forget about being on a good team. I'm a grown man. You've had these nuts in your mouth for 5 to 6 years now. You thought I was just going to stay silent? And then the grand finale, Shaq posted a picture of a homeless man with JaVale McGee's face on it. And Shaq says, America, meet JaVale Bum McGee. I was like, boy, that's not very big a good comeback to the accusation that you're fucking cooning.
Just for those of us who don't know, what exactly is cooning?
It's a derogatory, like, Uncle Tom.
Okay. Yes. That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure. I wanted all the listeners out there to also
know what's going on. I mean, we have a very diverse listenership. Mm-hmm. They should probably be... it's like Bodega Boys and Fantasy Boys. It's like it's one circle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so the world's going to end, people. I'm pretty excited about that. For those of you that don't know, you're an idiot and should have been watching the news. We bombed Syria. Apparently didn't, like, hit any Russian, like, targets.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain this is all done. Like, there's no way they aren't talking behind closed doors going, okay, get you guys out of here. We're going to drop bombs there.
Yeah.
We have no interest in doing this with you. And I don't think Russia truly wants a war with us.
I don't think they do either. But, like, I don't understand now, like, wouldn't ISIS or any other terrorist organization that's fighting the government there have an incentive to set off a chemical bomb or chemical attack somehow, because the United States, because Trump said on Friday, he's like, we'll continue to do this if you continue to fucking...
Well, I mean, Syria did fucking, that's Geneva Convention type of shit.
Yes, but you, like, weapons inspectors were on their way there, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see why he would have any incentive to do it. Like, that was the last, I'm not saying that he didn't do it, because he's a fucking monster, Assad, you know? But, like, that's the last city that is in the rebellion. Like, and they surrendered as a response to that chemical attack or whatever. So the war is over. So I don't understand why 2 days after, like, Trump said, we're pulling out of Syria, that Assad would have the fucking incentive to use chemical weapons. You know what I mean? I don't know.
So you're just denying that it happened?
No, I'm not denying that it happened. I just think that there's interested parties other than the Assad government to use chemical weapons in order to draw the United States into a quagmire. Like, everybody is in, you know what I mean, against Iran and Saudi Arabia and Israel and fucking all the other groups for and against one another and shit like that. It's a fucking mess. The whole thing is a mess, and we shouldn't be there, like, at all. It sucks that people died. But, like, we're facilitating a genocide right now in Yemen, like, currently. So I don't understand why we care about that and not the other thing. It's fucked up, in my opinion.
I don't know. I just think you got to squash whatever precedent. Like, how do you think this is going to lead to more chemical weapons? Why to draw the United States into murdering them?
Yeah, to draw the United States into an unwinnable quagmire.
But that's what we always do, because that's how we keep making money for the military-industrial complex. You can't. You got to be using the bombs if you have them to keep making money.
It's true.
It's just part of capitalism, basically.
I don't know. I think it's a lot more serious than what people. Because then, how does Putin not do anything now? You know what I mean? Like, they gotta. I would imagine they have to respond somehow. He said, like Russia said, we've warned you. This is like a fucking attack now.
You know, Russia keeps saying that pretty much if you hit our guys, that's what Russia keeps saying.
No, but Assad is like their ally. They have an incentive to keep
Assad. I know, but he's doing crazy shit. Like, I don't think that Russia wants to step in and cover them if they're doing crazy ass shit like chemical weapons.
So if Putin, I thought Putin and Trump were like butt boys together. So is the one dude his Assad piece? That's how I deal with war.
No, this is the statement from the Embassy of Russia in the United States. Statement by Ambassador of Russia in the USA, Antonov, blah, 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 on the strikes in Syria. The worst apprehensions have come true. Our warnings have been left unheard. A pre-designed scenario is being implemented. Again, we are being threatened. We warned that such actions will not be left without consequences. All responsibility for them rests with Washington, London, and Paris. Insulting the president of Russia is unacceptable and inadmissible. The U.S., the possessor of the biggest arsenal of chemical weapons, a pop-up ad just came up, has no moral right to blame other countries. So that's, I mean, like, I would imagine that they'd respond in kind somehow. And then how do you fucking, then where does it go from there? You know?
Was that a Dennis Miller joke?
It was as lengthy as one.
Yeah.
I had a perfect fucking Dennis Miller tweet the other day. It was when the P-Tape thing came out. By the way, P-Tape, real, and it's fucking my friend.
Yeah, the Michael Cohen shit this week's been fun. Yeah.
Oh, it's so great. But I believe it... hold on. To be fair to Trump, the DeGuero type of James K. Polk getting a Blumpkin also scandalized the country, babe.
Getting a Blumpkin. That's very funny.
Where is old Dennis Miller? Like, is he... Now is that he the O'Reilly factor isn't on anymore?
He's not on Fox. Isn't he on, like...
He used MSNBC to be a guest... or something? No, like, he was a guest on fucking O'Reilly every now and again. But, you know, old Billy... couldn't keep his hands to himself. He's paid $39 million fucking dollars for that.
Do we have? Can we listen to some of the Alex Jones?
Oh yeah.
Freakouts, because that was the best part of the whole Syria thing. Is he's so pissed, and like this is the first. Like I think this is like him as genuine as he's ever been.
Like
he's pissed at Trump. Like he's. That's pretty fucking funny.
Hold on. Syria, right?
Yeah.
There we go. It's better. Every major analyst, see, I should be doing it right now. Every analyst
agrees this could trigger World War III unlike anything in our history. And the Russians were the... Here's the thing. Pause it real quick. Every analyst, when does he ever trust an analyst? Whenever he wants to say something, he'll just say it. And then he'll say that analysts all agree. Like, What he's just using the word analyst.
Yeah, yeah.
What, like it means nothing coming from his mouth.
The funniest thing that he's ever done is like the weight loss thing or whatever. And it's like before, and he has his shirt off, and it's after, and it's like no difference whatsoever. But right.
It's great.
I'm not a Russophile.
I've never been to Russia, but I'm studying Chinese geography.
Oh, that's
funny shit.
He does, actually. Yeah.
He might as well just leave him up, dude. Nobody is gonna let that ever go away.
Where? Oh, here's the.
Yeah, the one where he calls him a butt boy.
Yeah. Where does he get, like, super divorced? God damn it. You sent us the goddamn clip.
It's this him.
And I'm not ashamed of backing Trump because in my spirit I knew that he meant well, but they have broken Trump. That raid on his lawyer, the FBI, if you've got a bank account wrong or ever filled out a bank deposit wrong, they call it wire fraud. Really freaking pissed right now.
Well, I think the scariest thing is I don't believe
here's the thing, man, there's not an honest scorned woman.
Look at how compassionate he is.
I've given up everything in my life to be a good person, and I did everything for this guy, and now he has sold us out. What the hell, man? Okay, so I defended Trump on a bunch of these things and thought he was. I physically feel like I'm punched in the stomach. Am I wrong? Everybody says, they just beat ISIS. F them. And it's not kissing the Russians' ass, it's kissing the truth's ass.
That's hilarious.
Well, I mean, you know, like Trump said, Hillary and Obama created ISIS. Well,
that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Trump, it's Barack Trump. Trump uses him like a prophylactic. He just shoves ISIS up his big, dirty ass.
What TV stations?
This is such a big, nasty thing. I don't know how to go back to it.
Oh, it's so great.
Go finish up the transmission. Midnight's coming up here. I can't be on air anymore. All right. I will not be on the side of ISIS and the Saudi Arabia and the globalists. I am tired of this. How dare you not be a two-faced phony like some of the others in the media, Alex? How dare you?
He's only like 43, too. Yeah. He looks like he's about 63.
He's so full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All an act. All right, that's good. Shit that he's been doing. That first video, these videos, he knew that things were rolling, and he tries to make it more authentic.
Two things for you.
Delete that.
Yeah. Well, he fucking had to admit in open court that it was like an act.
Like a custody battle. He had to act like it was an act. Or say that it was an act.
I don't know why we can't fucking find the part where he's crying about, like, his divorce or whatever.
I know I retweeted that. So if you can find it on Twitter. But right. him calling Trump a butt boy is absolutely fantastic.
Well, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it should be on my Twitter. That's what we need to find. He is so entertaining, though.
Like, he really is.
He just draws you in because there's so much going on there. There's like three of them. This is it.
Look at him fucking.
So uncomfortable. He's so uncomfortable. Alright, there's another one where Trump's a. Is that the butt boy one? I think it is. Yeah. I love the table slamming. Oh, that was that the whole thing?
No, this is that one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the same one. Oh. I have it later.
I remember watching his boy. Bohemian Grove stuff.
Yeah. Bohemian Grove shit is real, though.
Bilderbergs.
He's the fluffer and the butt boy. That's so incredible.
Oh, man.
I love him.
He really is an entertainer.
And shoving up his dirty asshole. Come on. He just gets so worked up. He can't help it.
Bohemian Grove's real, though, fam. I'm sorry.
What is
sorry
Bohemian Grove?
It's like a fucking, like a...
It sounds like a salad dressing.
It's like this big pagan meeting of super rich people where they do all this...
Oh, it's like a Bilderberg kind of thing?
Build-A-Bear.
The Build-A-Bear Company! They rule the world!
Wouldn't that be hilarious? If that, like,
that was Build-A-Bear, the actual thing.
Yeah, they owned Build-A-Bear. Yeah. And they were the actual evil corporation.
Yeah, it was Build-A-Bear all along. I wasn't messing it up.
Oh, that's so funny. That's what we're going to call this episode of the Build-A-Bears. Controlling the government and the media. Oh, it also could be
a bear dressed like a fireman is making all the rules.
The Build-A-Bears control the media and the banks. It could be like a subtle way to mask your anti-Semitism. These fucking Build-A-Bears over there.
It's Banker Bear.
Oh, what? Are you Banker Bear? There's a Bagel and Schmear Bear. Oh, man. Oh, man. This is a struggle, I will say today. I am very hungover.
I'm just sleepy. I did a good amount of driving the past couple of days.
Yeah, you're in Michigan, too, right? How was that show?
That was like...
Is that the one where you slept on the dude's couch, or that was a different week? At the bar.
His couch.
Oh, yeah. Did you stay with the bar tent?
Yeah, the bar owner.
Oh, I got a bed for that. That was in Ludington. That was like over 7 hours away.
Yeah.
And like originally, like how Funny Business works is they'll send me an email. Uh-huh. It'll say a date, a city, an amount, and whether or not it has a hotel. And Ludington had a hotel, so I took it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take it if it doesn't have it for the amount of money they're giving me that far away. So, like, day of the gig, I look to see what the hotel address is. It says private house. And it gives me this address. And I'm like, maybe it's like when clubs have, like, the condo that they put people up in. Maybe this is just, like, a house nobody's using that they put people up in. Like a small little condo or something like that. So I get to the bar and I'm like, so what is this house I'm staying at? They're like, what house? And I told them like the street name. They're like, oh, that's Brad, the owner's. that's his house. And like, I went up to the owner and I was like, so I guess I'm staying at your house tonight? And he goes, are you? I said, oh, fuck. And like, it's his 50th birthday. Like his lake house. And he like brought his girlfriend with him for his 50th birthday. Meanwhile, I'm just like, yeah, so I'm sleeping there. I promise you, I'll be low maintenance. But like, yeah, I gotta do that. I'm sorry. He's like, yeah, it's fine. You come party for my 50th birthday? And I'm like, I worked that day. I had driven 7 hours to get there. Yeah. Did the show. I was so tired. So I stayed out there for a little bit. Thank God his house was unlocked. So I could just drive there and go to sleep.
That's right.
I thought I was going to be out till 3 o'clock in the morning out at this casino. And he was a nice guy. It would have been fun to party with him. I just was not feeling up to it.
No, I get it, man.
It's a lot. You should have said, buy me a hotel, bitch. Like, fucking spend the $45.95 for a day's in room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These funny business gigs have been going well.
Yeah, those are a lot of fun. I used to do those all the time. You ever say no?
Funny business?
Yes. Now I get the joke.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. They give you a lot of gigs in Michigan, right?
They've given me a couple in Michigan, a couple in Wisconsin, a couple in Minnesota.
Those are fucking halls, man.
Yep. Yeah. That's the kind of shit that I used to do, man. Wisconsin's far as fuck.
It's like 9 hours.
I fucking love that state, though.
It's great. Those people show up and have
snacks so much.
Yeah, they have like cheese curds. Really? And meat.
I've never had a cheese curd in my life.
Cheese curds are fucking great. Cheese curds and summer sausage. They're delicious.
Really?
It's amazing.
Have they booked you at any like the clubs yet? Have they put you at like Dr. Grin's?
Nope.
You tell them Dr. Grin's and Comedy Club on State. Comedy Club on State is one of the funnest comedy clubs.
It's in Madison, right?
Yeah, yeah. Entire country.
And I almost, they're like, she's like, so what are you doing on this date? And I was like, I have something, but I'll move it. What do you got in mind? And they're like, yeah, Dr. Grin's might have an opening.
Oh, fuck
let's
yeah.
see. And then like they end up being like, oh, no, it's filled. Sorry. And they don't know anything about it. So yeah, keep I got to start bothering her.
Do you know like Stu McAllister at all?
Huh?
Do you know Stu McAllister at all? He's
just a little bit, though.
I would, yeah.
Jeffrey Osmus and those guys are from Madison.
Yeah, Jeffrey's funny as fuck.
Yeah, he's really funny. I think he's in New York now.
And that dude from... he just popped through he's Chicago, but he started in Madison. Dave...
Freeberg?
Leon.
Dave Leon. Oh, yeah, he's great.
Hilarious.
He's great.
Super silly dude. He's
fun. Yeah, he's so fun. So funny.
I mean, like, the owner of the bar the other night said that he's like, there's no reason you shouldn't be headlining. I'm going to talk to Alicia.
You're good.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that comes through. A couple of the people who give the feedback have told me things of that nature. So
yeah.
I'm still waiting for them to kind of move me up in the ranks even a little bit, just start giving me, like, the clubs and stuff. But
yeah.
I'll keep plugging away. I realize there's dues to be paid.
And there's also networking you can do with other comics that you work with and stuff like that.
Sure. So. Where are you on the fucking shirts, man? Gotta get a shirt.
Stalled out. I don't know. But I'm a little nervous with that shirt because that bit doesn't always hit that hard.
Which one?
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, I would. No, you should do it for sure. People will buy those.
For sure. Absolutely. And like I said, I'm sure Meadows will fucking hook you up. He hooked us up a little bit.
John like sent me back one, but it wasn't what I had in mind, and I felt so bad because he's just doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, please change it. Now I'm afraid to put any pressure on him.
We'll throw him a little bit of money and you can put a little pressure.
I mean, whatever. You have a shirt, right?
I hardly ever sell. It's the if you don't know now you know fella shirt. It's a good shirt. I sold a bunch of them. I just don't like push them that hard anymore because I hardly ever do that joke anymore. It's on the album, so
I'm pretty sure that we're almost sold out of all those Pizza Money shirts that we made. Cool. I don't know.
That would have been a badass poster, and that would have been cheap.
I have posters, too.
Of the, if you don't know, now you know?
Yeah, nobody buys them.
Really?
Yeah. So I should probably start giving them away or something just so they're out there.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Stickers? Did you ever make stickers?
I used to do a bumper sticker that said negative times a negative is a positive. Yeah, tell that to my bank. Those did really well.
Those are hilarious.
Yeah. That was good merch. That's what you need merch, and Mary needs merch. And Mary told me last night she did the Heart of the City audition and ate her butt.
Yeah, she said it did not go well.
She said they didn't laugh once, like nothing for like an entire set. And I was just like,
that sucks.
It does suck, but that's how you perform for an all black audience that is there to see their friend, and they want their friend to get on.
Who are we talking about?
They're being the real tight. Why? On purpose for anyone that they weren't there to see.
Yeah.
That certainly does happen.
I mean, it's probably what I would imagine.
It's not like it just that shit happens at all contests. If it's a predominantly like one person there, and they want that person to win at all costs. Like that's.
Oh, speaking of
that's how it goes.
Being really racist, I was at the last O'Toole's the other day. It was only the second time that I've ever been
there. Oh yeah, this is great.
Oh my lord. So this dude, I won't say his name because I admonished him in public for it already, so I won't do it again.
But, a newer comic.
Yeah.
Bring him up on Facebook.
I'll show you.
So he tells a joke and I was like, I swear it was an Adam Carolla joke. Now I know that for a fact. And the Adam Carolla joke goes, how come the world's fastest people are the world's slowest pedestrians? Which is like funny. It goes into like there's context there in a bit, and like he's a professional comic, right? So he says, this dude on stage, he says, how come the world's fastest species is so bad at crossing the street? And species. And my mouth was like fucking agape. And I was like, there's no way he just said that, right? And there was one black guy there, and he's like, hey, at least this guy's not going to kick my ass or something like that. And I was like, wow, he really did fucking say that.
Yeah.
And so, I went on stage and, I was like, I don't think that fucking everybody here
understands.
He said, who are the world's fastest species? As in fucking black people aren't the same species as white people. And I was like, well, it was works a lot better when Adam Carolla says it too, because that's like an Adam Carolla. He's like, I didn't take that from him. I was like, dude, okay, then you're super fucking racist. It's one or the other, you know what I mean? Like, you can't fucking, I was like, what's your fucking neck, you're gonna feel his head and like feel the bumps on his fucking head like fucking Leonardo DiCaprio. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
But I've heard plenty of versions of that joke, of the Adam Carolla
joke. Yeah.
But never species.
Yeah.
But what if then he changed it and made it about leopards are really slow at crossing the street?
That would be better.
Yeah.
But you know who you are.
Leopard to cross the street, it takes forever. fast when they're out running down gazelles.
And he was just he's just a newer comic. I don't think he was being
Also, even if there were species, black people would not be the fastest, which is not even accurate.
Yeah. That's most of my problems. It's just it's factually inaccurate.
Ah, man, I don't know. It's whatever.
Peregrine falcons dive at 200 miles an hour.
That's true.
They're the fastest.
What is it called?
Peregrine falcon.
Where are they centralized?
Because I did a paper on them once.
There's not an animal that can go faster?
Fifth or sixth grade. It's the fastest, bird. Nothing else moves faster.
So fast species.
Diving down to get
it. Yeah, okay. Fastest mammal, fastest 200 species.
200 miles an hour.
That's incredible.
Damn.
That's so fast. That's like
how, yeah. That doesn't make sense because they can't be very heavy, right? So it's all about terminal velocity. Yeah. What's terminal velocity? 130 miles an hour or something like that for humans?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or for anything, I guess that's like just physics. Right?
240 miles an hour.
Jesus Christ!
Let's see if we can't get a video up.
Here, look at it.
What is it called? A terminal falcon?
Peregrine.
P-E-R. Terminal falcon.
That's a badass fucking name.
Yeah. It sounds like the sickest falcon.
Terminal falcon.
P-E-R-E-G-R-I-N-E. Falcon.
I remember I was doing a report once on, pharaohs and stuff, and I was supposed to make like a diorama, and I didn't do it until like the morning before school. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like trying to help me shape this like sarcophagus out of like homemade Play-Doh, and like trying to like just spray painted gold in the garage and put like some little black marks on it. And my teacher's like, "That's it, Bill." I'm like, "I don't really take projects."
The big yellow ones, son.
Yeah, I don't really take projects that serious.
Jesus, that's one terminal falcon. A teardrop shaped body, the height of aerodynamic design. Within seconds, she has reached her terminal velocity of 200 miles per hour. Damn.
That's crazy. That's really cool. Birds can be cool.
Let's see what the fastest swimmer is.
Birds are cool because they just have one hole that they shit come.
Yeah, we were talking about that. What is that? All right, then we were talking about...
fastest fish is 67.85 miles per hour.
That's so fast. That's so fast.
Swimming at 60 miles an hour?
We were talking about mermaids and like what they're... like, because like fish have, like male fish have like a cloaca. That they use to, they have like a fish dick.
Yeah.
But what does like the lady have? Is it also a cloaca?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just one fucking hole.
I don't know, fish holes.
What a fish hole you are.
Fucking shit about fish holes. I know that there's this fish called the cichlid, and it like has these markings on its tail fin, like on its ass, that look like cichlid eggs. So the mothers like swim around with all their eggs in their mouths. So they go and they like hide in seaweed and they'll flash that like birthmark of theirs. Mm-hmm. And like the mother will think that she dropped eggs, so she'll swim towards it. And then the dude egg just blows loads on your face.
Oh, on a
evolution
fish.
Has provided it with camouflage to allow it to blow loads on the female's faces.
Evolution has allowed me to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a genital papilla. That's what you have. It's a small, fleshy tube behind the anus in some fishes, which the sperm or eggs are released.
Ew.
The shape, the sex of the fish can be determined by the shape of its papilla.
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 Papilla. You're breaking my heart.
Oh. Yeah, so, that's what... like, if you're... with a mermaid, she's going to have a small...
fish hole.
Yeah, like fleshy fish hole that you can have sex with. So you could have sex with a mermaid.
Yeah.
Termites do something called traumatic insemination.
Oh, yeah.
You got these sharp-ass dicks, and they just stab in wherever.
Yeah.
And they can find a room, they'll just fucking stab their dick in and blow loads.
That's amazing. That's so terrifying.
Brian's
that's
always
the rapiest bug.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Other than the rape bug.
Potato bug.
That would you catch in college?
Brian's
Spanish
always my...
fly is the rapiest bug.
Brian's always my go-to for weird animal mm-hmm. knowledge.
You know a lot. You smoke a lot of weed. And you watch a lot of stuff.
I just read and watch a lot of weird stuff, yeah.
Oh, all right, boys. We've done our part for this week.
We did it. We fulfilled our obligation. Let's go watch the Cavs.
We're going to watch the Cavs. Go fucking Cavs.
Cavaliers.
Follow us on Twitter, Fantasy Boys Pod, at Brian. I am Brian Kenny, at Bill Squire, at Party All the Rhine. Audience of white guys, kill.
Go Brown.